Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
The Hill Street Family Resource Centre is in Dublin's north inner city. It's a brilliant hub for multicultural families in this country. It's located between Parnell Square and Mountjoy Square. Mm-hmm. And this weekend they will be celebrating the Lunar New Year, which is the Year of the Snake. And I'm delighted to welcome its chief executive, that's the Hill Street Family Resource Centre chief executive, Eileen Smith. Welcome to the studio, Eileen.
Thank you.
And Lisa Miao, who is one of the organisers of the celebration. Welcome.
Hello.
And ni hao.
Ni hao.
I've got that right. Brilliant. Eileen Smith, I'll start with you first of all. Tell us about the Hill Street Family Resource Centre on Hill Street in Dublin.
Hi, Oliver. Good morning. Thank you for having me here. Oliver, we are in existence for 25 years. We celebrated our birthday last year.
Congratulations.
I often say we're a very small family resource centre in the heart of the northeast inner city, and we punch above our weight. We have around 200 families that attend regularly each week. And we're one of 121 family resource centres nationally throughout Ireland. There's a national programme that we're part of. And our key work is to, I suppose, meet the needs of families living in our area. So we follow their lead in the programmes that we've run.
Newly arrived or forming and part of the community.
That yes, that's it. So anybody who, it's a universal, which means that anybody can come into Hill Street. So if you're around and you knocked on our door, you'd be very welcome.
Okay. What goes on there?
So generally we have programmes for parents with children aged 0 to 6, and we provide family support. We provide events such as the Lunar New Year cultural events. We also have parenting programmes, counselling, so targeted supports, and also supports that are for anybody in the community.
There must be a lovely atmosphere then there from day to day.
Yeah, we're told that it's a very welcoming centre.
Yeah.
Lisa is one of
Lisa
our...
Lisa Miao, you came here. Tell us how long you've been in Ireland.
Yeah, I've been living in Ireland around 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I've been using that centre since 20 years ago when I had my first child. I was a last lady, I didn't know where to go, and I haven't no family support me. I was a new mom. So I just brought my little boy to all their playground in the city centre. And then the centre had a little playground in front of it. And they just opened the door to say, do you want to come? So that's how we come. Yeah, yeah, and then we never left. Yeah, we love there so much. That's my second home, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah, even my children, they're all bigger now. And I just go for maybe just a cup of tea or just have a little chat. It's a great place. Like, you feel safe and you feel trust, you feel welcoming, you know, there. Lovely
Brilliant.
Place, yeah.
And you came to Dublin, first of all, just simply to learn English?
Yeah, that was my plan,
yeah.
25 years ago, you know. And I love Ireland, so never left, yeah.
And obviously we call you Lisa. We know that Chinese people living here adopt English names, so you have a Chinese name as well.
Yeah, my English name is Lisa. I've been called Lisa longer than I've been calling my Chinese name, yeah. My Chinese name is Jingxia.
Jingxia.
Yeah.
It seems easy enough to say, but Lisa is definitely easier to get.
Easier, yeah.
But when you first came to Dublin, people had decided to give you a name of their own.
Yeah, I used to live in with an Irish family. I think because Jingxia for them is too difficult to pronounce it. So they said, I think just Mary. I said, okay, take Mary. and then I went to language school, and the teacher said, I think Mary doesn't match you. Maybe Lisa's better. So I thought, I love Lisa as well. So we just, and then since then, I've been called Lisa for 24 years. Like, yeah.
I like that idea, Eileen. You can just adopt the name.
pick a lovely name you wanted.
Or that somebody else just gives you one, I think.
Yeah.
Eileen, what's your background? How did you come into this? You've a very specific qualification, don't you?
I do. It's social economics, I suppose. I don't actually, okay, social economics. When I studied business and then sort of focused on social economics because I realised that I wanted to work in the area of human rights. I worked in women's human rights for about 17 years.
Very good.
So I thought having a social economic background would support me in accessing funding or supports for programmes that needed to be supported. And I suppose in Hill Street, about a quarter of our funding is only core funded through the Tusla FRC programme,
right,
and the other three quarters we have to raise. So
you have to get out and fundraise, yeah, and hold events.
And it's more through funding applications. So we would have submitted about 23 funding applications. And actually, we're in receipt of the RTE Toy Show funding appeal this year.
Oh, the Toy Show appeal, very good.
Yeah, and 2 years ago. So we work with the Community Foundation of Ireland.
And other Northeast inner city initiatives and so on. You have to.
Yeah, we work really collaboratively on the ground. And I think that's what's key to this, to the Lunar New Year event, is that it's not only the event on the day, Oliver, it's actually the planning, the leading up to it, the children coming to the centre. I suppose we were chatting about, myself and Lisa, what we loved about the event, and we love so much. We go through tears, I have to say. It's an event for nearly 10,000 people. It
really
isn't either of our key pieces of work that we do.
Yeah.
But I remember about 6 years ago, Lisa came into the centre and she had tears in her eyes, and, you know, I wasn't sure what had happened to her, and I was saying, is everything okay? And she said that she had walked along the street in the Northeast inner city on Gardiner Street, and children on the other side of the road had shouted across Happy New Year in Chinese.
Yeah, that was a New Year's Day. I just send my children to school, the way,
yeah,
back home, and a few children around that place, like the street, just said, Happy Chinese New Year, Happy New Year. And a few parents as well, they knew that was the New Year day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so they just wanted to say hello to people, you know, which felt really, really emotional. And yeah, I was really emotional, you know. I came to Ireland, I just like, oh my God, I think all the hard work worth it. Because,
yeah,
when I was here, there was before we celebrated the New Year, we were so worried about our children grow,
really,
up here. Even they look Chinese, they're Chinese, mm-hmm, they have Chinese parents, but they don't really link with China much more, because China is far away,
mm-hmm,
and they only maybe see the grandparents on the radio call maybe once a week or something, you know.
That's the connection to,
yeah,
home,
that's
the
only
country
connection to back China. So even though they're born in Ireland, they grow up in Ireland, they see Ireland as their home, but they are Chinese, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes because they don't really understand when they were young, so they feel not that confident when people say, oh, you're Chinese. So that's what we had a bit worried an issue before we started. And then I was talking to Eileen that time. I was like, is there anything we can do to change a bit for our own children, you know? Eileen just said, oh, maybe we start with a Chinese culture group so you can come, all the parents can come and just share their culture with the children. So we're open to everybody, not just Chinese families, you know. We feel them just come say, I don't speak Chinese, can I come? I said, yeah, definitely. We just do a little bit art and, you know, talk,
yeah,
about stories for children.
And you're very positive about how welcoming Ireland is to you, which is good to, and the kids and so on. And obviously these events really help when you've got the lanterns and everything out,
mm-hmm,
on the streets,
yeah,
and so,
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Obviously when you're dealing, Eileen, with migrant families and that issue in Ireland, some people are not so welcoming. We don't want to dwell too much on it, but just your proximity to where you're located was very close to where the riots broke out in November 2023. And I gather you were inundated with requests to comment, but you desisted, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose because it isn't my role to speak out politically on subjects,
mm,
and my role in the centre is to ensure that the families who come are welcomed and that their needs are met. So we had a meeting, we called our families together on the Monday or Tuesday after the event. We had a lot of calls, we checked in on all of the families and then they came together. But what we looked at was, what could we do as a centre? So we initially looked at what could parents do for themselves. So we looked at the issue of social media, because it was having a big impact, making people very scared and nervous to go out. And that was whether it was the Irish social media or their own Brazilian or Chinese. And then we also, what the parents came up with themselves was that they'd like to look at voter registration because it was during the time just shortly before the local elections.
That's right.
So we did a voter education campaign and course and programme, and we also did self-defence. And the self-defence wasn't around going out and fighting on the street. It was around walking tall, feeling better about yourself, feeling less scared, feeling more confident. So they were the issues that we addressed. I suppose Hill Street's an intercultural centre. You've got interculturalism isn't only about, or integration isn't only about Irish people and people from other cultures. It's actually about Muslim families sitting beside Chinese families, sitting beside Ukrainian families. They've often never met, never had conversations before. And they had conversations and they are part of our community.
You struck a very positive note with us. So thanks a million for coming in. A happy Lunar New Year to both of you, to all of us.
Thank you.
But especially to you, Lisa Miao, and your family. And
can I just say the event, Oliver, is on
the 2nd. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
This is on the 2nd, which is Sunday. On
Sunday
on Hill Street from 2 p.m. It's a free family event. Hill Street FRC, isn't it?
Hillstreetfrc.ie
for more details. But if you look up Hill Street Family Resource Centre online, you get it. So thank you both so much for coming into us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
Oliver.
Very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you. We'll celebrate the Year of the Snake with the Hill Street Family Resource Centre. Eileen Smith on the way out there. Just want to remind me that the whole thing is funded by the Northeast Inner City Initiative. So 2 o'clock on Sunday, free family event. Go along and enjoy.